The immigrant-owned M&D Market on West Hillsborough Avenue has about five aisles, a meat counter, a small refrigerated section, and a whole lot of produce. Scott filed into the store to a boom of cheers from Cuban, Venezuelan, and Mexican Americans. He started his speech in Spanish.
We've cut taxes 40 times. We have cut about 3,000 regulations. In my plan going forward, we're going to cut filing fees. We're going to continue to cut taxes. My goal is to continue to cut taxes every year. I want to have small business people do better in Florida than business people anywhere.
Even though Scott's stop at the market brought business practically to a halt for about an hour, the tiny shop will be a backdrop for Scott's reelection campaign theme, Let's Get to Work. Scott's Lieutenant Governor, Carlos Lopez Cantera, says Scott has made it easier for entrepreneurs to get started.
When Charlie Crist was governor, it took over 40 days to get a professional license in Tallahassee. And today it takes only two. That's a big deal.
Bashing Democratic gubernatorial candidate and former governor Charlie Crist has become something of a theme on the Scott campaign trail.
And the alternative, well, you know, you don't know what you'll get there. Because I don't think even Charlie knows who he is. He can't decide who he wants to be when he grows up.
Crist was governor during the Great Recession. His administration saw record job losses as the economy tanked. Scott's campaign and his newly appointed lieutenant governor are using that as ammunition against Crist, who is Scott's likely opponent in the November election.
When he took office, the unemployment rate of this state was 11.1%. Today it is 6.2%.
But Scott is keeping his focus on jobs.
We've added 600,000 jobs in a little over 3 years. And that's from the prior 4 years under Charlie Crist, the state lost 832,000 jobs.
Scott is also trying to relate to voters. He spent tens of millions of dollars of his own money on his 2010 campaign, but he didn't always have such deep pockets.
I grew up in a family that struggled for jobs. Small businesses create a lot of jobs. The chamber says about 80% of the jobs in our state are small business, working small businesses. I want families like mine growing up to have a job every day.
Scott also announced today what he's calling a $10 million risk-taker reward program for private companies. He also stopped in Lakeland for a similar campaign event this afternoon. He'll be back in Tampa for the second day of the Republican Party of Florida's quarterly meeting tomorrow. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.